on with our coverage of election 2019. And one of the key areas of difference, but also that you need to understand as a voter, is tax policy. And the reason for that is because clearly both sides are promising tax cuts. The Labor Party has decided it doesn't want those tax cuts to go to higher income earners. It would prefer to concentrate them on the lower income earners. However, on the way through, when you really do look at the differences in the actual personal tax cuts, there's not much difference. Maybe there's a little bit more for the lower paid under $45,000 a year with Labor, and there is probably more for those people earning more than $80,000, $90,000 a year if you go to the Labor policy. But let's bring in the Tax Institute's Senior Tax Counsel, Bob Deutsch, who's great with his time. Bob, many thanks for your time this evening.
Good evening, Ross. Great to be with you.
As you try and assess the key differences between the two major political parties in this election campaign, how would you identify them?
Well, I think there's a number of differences. Obviously, the one that you've already identified is the difference in relation to personal income tax rates and cuts. And there are some differences there, both in terms of the rates and the levels at which they cut in. Perhaps the most obvious thing that I should start with is that the Labor Party is keen to reintroduce the 2% so-called budget levy, which I think they're going to refer to as a deficit levy, and that's going to be superimposed on that 45% rate, so it'll be applied at a 47% rate if Labor is successful, and that'll be on the income bracket above $180,000. That's probably one of the key differences between the two policies.
Can I ask you one quick question here, Bob? Now, a lot of people don't earn $180,000 plus per year. Some people do. Some people listen to this program, no doubt do, but most people don't. And then it's a pretty easy piece of politics to say, oh, they shouldn't get any money. They shouldn't get any tax cuts. And if you look at them, you know, we give them a tax cut, they get 10 grand or something like that, as compared with somebody who's earning, you know, 45 grand who only gets basically $500. You know, but that's the nature of the tax system. How do you explain the rationale of that to an ordinary person? How does a politician explain the rationale of that? Because it just seems that politics gets in the way of that every single time.
Well, I think it does, but I think there is some basis or some validity to what Labor is suggesting, but they are going to use that extra 2% levy to improve services in other ways. And it's this constant battle between tax rates and services, and which one are you going to give greater policy emphasis to? Obviously, Labor is of the view that that additional 2% should be levied on those above $180,000, and they'll use that money in their way, you know, in a way that they think is wise and sensible. There are other differences in the rates. They're probably a little bit too tedious to go into right now, but the most important one is the proposal by the coalition to have a very long bracket from $45,000 eventually up to $200,000 that will be a flat marginal tax rate of 30%.
Now, that's genuine tax reform you and I have spoken about before. That is real tax reform, isn't it?
Yes, we have, and I'm very much in favour of that part of the Coalition's proposal because I think it's a very important measure. It doesn't take away from progressivity in the tax system. That's one of the arguments that Labor has put quite consistently. I've crunched some numbers, and I can tell you that a person on $50,000 will pay a person on $200,000 will pay at least 8 times more tax than a person on $50,000, even under the Coalition's plan. And that's because of the marginal tax rates that apply under $50,000 to everybody.
But isn't the truth also with our tax and transfer system in this country, Bob, that anybody earning under $50,000 in Australia, if they've got a couple of kids, pretty much doesn't contribute any tax once they've picked up the family tax benefits and the other assistance that they receive?
Yeah, I think that's right. And the low and middle income tax offsets will add to that. The low and middle income tax offset is going to be set at $1,080 at its maximum. And then superimposed on that, there'll also be a low-income tax offset, at least initially both of those will apply. And both of them will also add to the point that you're making, that somebody really up to about $50,000 is going to pay little in the way of tax. I'm not saying they won't pay anything, but it's not going to be a whole lot.
Well, they may pay tax, but they're going to get a whole bunch more back in effectively middle-class welfare, and that's what we're talking about there.
Exactly.
Right, I want to take you, before we let you go, I want to go to one other key issue, company tax. Mm-hmm. Now, we know that certainly there has been political opposition, significant political opposition, to extending corporate tax cuts out to big companies. The suggestion here is that why should banks, who have done the wrong thing, been dragged through the Royal Commission, suddenly be given enormous tax breaks? Then much of the attention of tax cuts has been focused on small and medium-sized businesses, although, again, the definition of what's big and what's small, well, that also is up for debate as well. There is difference between the parties here, isn't there?
Well, there's huge difference, and I think there's no doubt that the coalition would still be very much in favour of reducing the corporate tax rate to 25% for everybody. Now, they've kind of backed away from that now because the political imperatives are such that they can't get there. But I have to say that the position that we've now reached is totally absurd from both a policy perspective and from a practical perspective. You've reached a point where it now becomes very difficult to articulate a concise way what is our current corporate tax rate. If a foreigner asks a tax advisor, what's the corporate tax rate in Australia? It'll take you 15 minutes to explain the answer. To me, that's an absurd policy outcome. What we need is a straightforward mechanism. A 25% rate is what I would favour, but quite frankly, I would prefer to just have a flat 30% rate back to that for everybody rather than the dog's breakfast of rates that we've currently got on the corporate landscape.
Problem is, as you know, Bob, once you've got the genie out of the bottle and you've cut the rates for some of those small businesses, you ain't ever going to get that rate back up to 30%. That is the fundamental issue. And
I'm not necessarily saying that we should. What I'm saying is we should take it down to 25% for everybody. But, you know, that doesn't seem to be what is happening in the political landscape at the moment.
Tell you what's going to be interesting to watch. Tony Wood is, Bob Deutsch is the Senior Tax Counsel. I was getting the wrong place. I apologise there, Bob. The Senior Tax Counsel at the Tax Institute. We'll come back to you, Bob, during this election campaign, because this is going to be one of the key battlegrounds as we see it. And we appreciate your time on the program this evening.
Thanks very much, Ross.